Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So a lot of questions with a lot of financial products and services that, you know, you'll hear one thing that, hey, this is good. And then somebody else may say, oh, no, don't do that. And it's almost like you got down the line and whatever it is, you can find, especially if you go on the internet, and if it's on the internet, it must be true, but there are going to be people that disagree on the internet. So what's interesting is that when if you look at any financial product or service, there will be those that are advocates one way or an advocate another. And one of the things I try to do is focus on what the client really needs and then find the right solutions without regard to, you know, this being married or being an apologist for one particular product line. And that's not always the case. And so when people work with different financial professionals, you know, you have to first know where they're coming from. You know, if they work for a bank or brokerage firm or insurance company and they're an employee of that firm or a lender, then that is going to be part of their worldview, and it's also going to affect the things that are available to them that they can recommend to you. Well, what I want to do today is talk a little bit, and we've got, of course, another great expert on the line with us to talk about this, is to dig in a little bit into one particular financial product, and it's a form of loan that is gaining more and more acceptance, and people are getting excited about it, and it's becoming a bigger part of financial planning, and the name of the product is called a reverse mortgage. And if you followed the program, you know we've had guests on to talk about this as part of an overall plan. Well, we're very fortunate today to have Mr. Shannon Hicks, and he is president of Reverse Focus, Inc., a company centered on educating and supporting reverse mortgage lenders, banks, loan professionals all across the United States. And he's done a lot of work as a mortgage originator himself and also worked in the financial services industry. He's very well known as a national spokesperson and commentator on reverse mortgages, and he's been involved with radio and video production and ongoing columnists in several of the trade publications, and even quoted recently in the Huffington Post. So we're very glad to have Shannon with us. Shannon, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you very much, David. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here because I kind of set it up there that, you know, if we were to ask people about a reverse mortgage, it depends on who you ask, what some of their motivations may be about whether they want you to look at one. And there also may be some misinformation. So I wanted to have you on because I know you've seen this evolve over the last, many, many years. You've seen this product evolve and it's gone through multiple changes, all of which appear to be for the better, in my opinion. And so I wanted to get you on and talk a little bit about it. And so the first question really is, what are the origins of reverse mortgages? And then we can get into how they work and how they make sense for people in the right situation.
Thank you. It's funny, too, because the name reverse mortgage actually has become the common vernacular for the loan product, but it was actually created in 1987 when Congress passed a bill called the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage Demonstration. And so the actual legal name for the reverse mortgage is the home equity conversion mortgage, which I think is actually a more descriptive term.
Yeah, that's true.
It began in 1987.
That's a good point because the essence of the mortgage is that you're converting your equity to either cash that you would use for something else, paying off other debts, whatever, supplementing your income. But also in the process, you, of course, have to pay off any existing liens, which that's what makes it kind of where you have, well, you've got a forward mortgage, so now you've got a reverse, and it works in reverse, and that's where some of that terminology comes about and, you know, makes it easy for people to talk about. But a person has to pay off their existing mortgage, so it's almost like a refi in that regard.
Most certainly. In its purest sense, it is a refinance, whether it's your home that has a mortgage or does not, and we actually use what we call the 1009, the slang in our business, which is the residential loan application, with a few, of course, unique parts of it for the home equity conversion mortgage or reverse.
Well, clear this up, Shannon, because I know that one of the things that there's several misconceptions. One of them is that the reverse mortgage or the HECM, the home equity conversion mortgage, is geared somehow toward people that don't have any money.
Absolutely, and that has really been a persistent, I would say, misconception of the product since their very first loan was done 2 years later in 1989, and it really was never intended to only be for low-income, older homeowners or seniors. If we look at the actual statute that created the bill, they say it's to meet the special needs of elderly homeowners, reducing the effect of economic hardships by increasing costs, but they never really make it income specific. And I think that's unfortunate because for many older homeowners, I prefer that term rather than seniors, the needs are as varied as the individuals. And for some, yes, it may be cash flow. It could be their loan of last resort. But what we're seeing now, David, is that we're having a real paradigm shift. I think that's begun to take place, where we're seeing more of the, quote, mass affluent.
Yeah.
And you can probably define that better than me to your audience, but the mass affluent or those who actually do have assets under management with a financial professional like yourself who can actually utilize this product in a strategic, safe, and also in an advantageous manner.
Well, I couldn't have said that better. You're spot on, Shannon. That's exactly the way to look at it. And when we build financial plans for our clients, we've integrated the reverse mortgage into that thought process. It doesn't mean that we have to, doesn't mean that we should. It means that we consider it. And it just depends on the person's situation. And, you know, the people that we work with, they have assets or they wouldn't be asking us to help them with those assets. And it's very often I see where this can be a tool that can be used to bridge a period of cash flow that's needed to pull on the home's equity and use the cash before maybe starting a pension, before starting Social Security, before starting an income from an annuity, while waiting for investments to recover in value. There's a whole host of a variety of different things. And so it becomes part, as you said, there's this paradigm shift. And what's really interesting, and I know you know this, we've been watching this unfold in the financial planning industry, it's like all of a sudden financial planners said, hey, wait a minute, what is this? Dust off. Tell me again about the reverse mortgage. And it's gaining a lot more of acceptance because there had been this kind of perception, as you mentioned, of it not being really for the mass affluent, for people with assets, but for people who were down and out, and it was like a last recourse. And I will tell you and confess that from a financial planner perspective, you know, this, I thought of it that way myself at one point. And the reason I did is this product has evolved a lot. And I know you're very tuned into all the changes, but it's gotten better. It's gotten, you know, kind of like, yeah, like Sprite, you know, crisp and clean, or maybe it's a 7-Up, crisp and clean and no caffeine, never had it, never will kind of thing. It's like, it's gotten a lot better. And so I took notice and said, well, wait a minute, let's take another look at this, and found it to be really worth considering.
Absolutely. And ironically, it was actually a product that is no longer available that first garnered the attention of the financial planning community. And that product was called the HECM Saver, for the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage Saver. And what that was, David, was a unique product that offered a lower loan-to-value ratio, or less money to the borrower, in exchange for much, much lower closing costs, namely a dramatic decrease in the upfront FHA insurance.
Right,
and
right.
That's what first garnered the attention of the financial planning community.
Well, that's excellent. Well, and you know, I can tell you, though, that when I first started looking at them, and I've had reverse mortgage people come to my office for, you know, the last 15 or so years that I've had my company. I've had the company for 18. And I just never was comfortable based on the presentation. And at the time, it just seemed to not to be something that I felt made sense for my clients. But as I said, it has evolved. And as you know, there's been notable changes. And today I look at it, the costs are much better and the product is much easier, it's much more streamlined. And it's something that, you know, that again, I think is worthy of consideration. And that's why I went, and because of the questions and the demand I received from my clients wanting us to help them with it, I went and got my license, and now we can offer it ourselves.
See?
So, I mean, here we are. Look at that.
Which makes you a true convert. So, you know,
I am.
And as you know, it's not a panacea.
Right.
And as a financial professional, you and your fellow professionals never approach a case or a strategic retirement plan in that manner. But the flexibility of the reverse mortgage, quite honestly, has even been missed by those of us in the industry for many years. And case in point is the line of credit, which I think is one of the biggest unsung heroes of the home equity conversion mortgage. it was very rarely spoken of or even promoted within our industry, which I found kind of ironic because it's so unique, not only in its nature, but in its potential application.
Yeah, well put. Well, let's do this. Let's grab a break, Shannon. We'll come back. Shannon Hicks, ladies and gentlemen, president of Reverse Focus, and they are centered and focused, as you can tell, on educating and supporting the reverse mortgage industry and all the associates and organizations within that. ReverseMortgage.org is the website if you'd like to see more information there. Let's grab that quick break, and we'll be right back with Shannon.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, a Digny Memorial provider. We are committed to service beyond expectation, before, during, and after the service. To that end, we offer a service guarantee. If there's anything we can do to meet your individual needs, please let us know and we'll take care of it immediately. This is another way we offer great level of professionalism in working with our families. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Since 1997, David Holland has built a solid reputation in our local community as an independent financial advisor. Just as important, Holland Financial's professional team has grown to include 3 experienced certified financial planners, a tax accountant, an attorney, 3 chartered financial consultants, accredited asset management specialists, and certified annuity specialists. Our attentive and professional staff gives prompt and individualized attention to each and every one of our clients. Count on Holland Financial for your financial advice, not only for today, but for many years to come. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
All right, we're back. Shannon Hicks on the line, and he is a reverse mortgage spokesperson and has represented the industry very well and has been published and just weighed in often and in a significant way within the industry. He's president of Reverse Focus, and his company focuses on educating and supporting the reverse mortgage industry and the lenders and originators and other folks within the industry. I wanted to talk a little bit about the line of credit because it is a unique type of line of credit, Shannon. And before we get to that, the thing that I want you to help me dispel and explain is this idea that, and I'll set it up for you, that somehow when you do the reverse mortgage, that it's not your house anymore and the bank owns it and they get it and there's nothing left for the family. And I want to magnify this question with this example. I had lunch with a couple of bankers the other day. 60 years of experience between the two of them, Shannon. And they both thought, veteran bankers, they both thought the reverse mortgage, that the house went to the lender and nothing to the family.
Well,
how did we get there?
So how we got there actually is in the early days of the reverse mortgage. The first one was actually written in 1989. But at that same time, we had the equity sharing loans or programs. And I'm not sure how many in our audience remember those, but they were private or proprietary loans by banks or even hard money lenders.
Okay.
And so in exchange for getting access to a portion of the equity, they gave up future equity or value in their home.
I gotcha.
In some cases, they would, in fact, lose title. So that product, which was nothing to do with a federally insured reverse mortgage, became confused in the minds of the American consumer.
There you go. Well, the American consumer always seems to hold on to and focus in on the negative part. So,
well, and the media, quite frankly, doesn't help either,
because
even nationally known pundits in the media who are so-called financial columnists often misunderstand it. But the best way I can answer that is to ask you know, the Socratic method where I'll answer a question with a question, and I'll say, well, do you have an existing mortgage? And if they say yes, and I say, well, are you still the owner of the home? And they'll say, well, of course I am.
Right.
And I said the same thing with a reverse.
There you go.
You're just getting a loan, but you remain on the title and as the owner.
Yeah, the bank does not go on the title. All right, well, good. Well, now let's go to the line of credit, because this is something that is rather unique. And, you know, a big part of what people like that and a lot of what's talked about reverse mortgages, as you know, Shannon, is there are the federal guarantees and insurance and all these things where basically once you set this up, it's not going anywhere. And that includes, you know, making sure that the loan and everything is established and that you don't, you know, you don't have to make principal interest payments. All these things are very well established and federally regulated and insured. But then in addition to that, you have this line of credit that if you don't need to use the money, you don't have to pay off a lien, but you've got this line of credit that's available from the reverse mortgage, from being able to pull on your equity in the future if you need to. What makes it different than a regular HELOC home equity line of credit?
Well, I'm certain that many in your audience can remember receiving these what I called nasty grams during the housing crash if you had an open home equity line of credit, or HELOC as we like to call it, where the bank, due to the falling home values, would either reduce or even freeze your line of credit completely. So perfect credit or not, or perfect payment history, that was the unfortunate reality for many American homeowners who had an active HELOC. With the reverse mortgage or the home equity line of credit, with the reverse mortgage, it's very unique in that, one, the line of credit is secured as long as you meet the terms of the loan, which means you stay current on your property charges, homeowners insurance, and taxes, and keep the home in good repair. If you do that, even if home values were to fall, your line of credit remains intact. And not only that, David, the line of credit actually has a growth rate applied to it each month. Not interest, but the amount of money that is available to the homeowner increases over time. So, for example, the advantage of that particular product is that you could begin at age 62, and many financial advisors are encouraging their clients to do that. Take one at age 62, leave it in deferral and let it grow. And by the time they're 70, 75, that could have grown to 150, 200,000. It's really keyed on the current interest rates being charged,
right,
plus the FHA insurance premium that's being charged as well. So that growth rate could be as high as 3%, 4%, 5%, 6% per month, depending on interest rate. And that's amortized out over the year.
Sure. And so this could be basically an emergency fund on steroids. I mean, this is something that could be out there if you need it. And I know one of the popular concepts that are looked at with using your home's equity to stay in your home, and that this is a solution that if you have this line of credit that you haven't had to borrow on, which means you haven't had interest, you know, as you very well know, Shannon, that even though somebody doesn't have to make principal and interest payments on their reverse mortgage that they take out, interest still does accrue. Well, with the line of credit, since you haven't really borrowed anything, there's no interest, but this line of credit's getting bigger and it can't be taken away from you unless, of course, you don't do what you're supposed to do with, you know, maintaining your home and all those requirements. So it's like a really souped up emergency fund that you might use for healthcare, making changes to your home so you can stay in the home, paying for home healthcare. What a great tool and gift to yourself and for your home to actually really take care of you.
Absolutely. And we've seen some people use it, and many studies have been published, as I'm sure you're aware of as well, of the, quote, standby reverse mortgage strategy. But in addition to that, we've seen some folks actually use it to protect the equity in their home. And I know that sounds odd on face level, but, for example, we had a retired CHP officer in Central California who had gotten a reverse mortgage when his home was valued at about $450,000. The value fell to about $275,000. He had a line of credit, and he was going to sell his home. And after speaking with me, I convinced him that he might want to consider getting all the money out of the line of credit, and he would walk away with more money than he would if he tried to sell his home. So in that situation, he was actually able to secure some of his home equity in a down market, and then they were able to basically take that money and take the home and say, here's the house, HUD, with no impact on their credit whatsoever. So
yeah,
there's a number of applications that could really be used.
Well, one of the things I ask when somebody's looking at selling their home, you know, one of the first things I'm asking is, Why? Why are you selling it? You know, I want to downsize. I want to get rid of my mortgage. I want to do this. I want to do that. And many times, in fact, I've worked on a couple recent situations for clients, Shannon, where in one case it was looking to sell because the person wanted to get out from underneath the mortgage, and the reverse mortgage allowed her to eliminate that mortgage payment. She's like, this is wonderful because I don't really want to leave my house, my home, my neighborhood, my friends. And then the other one had a second home that they didn't owe money on the first home, but they own money on the second. And they're using money from the reverse mortgage on the first home to be able to pay off the debt on the second and basically have two homes on which they don't have to make, you know, the interest and principal payments on. In other words, they get to have both homes. They got their property taxes and insurance, but their position basically is they still have the debt on property, but they've eliminated the cash flow, which is what was causing the rub on maybe not being able to keep it. And they really wanted it for later in life.
Absolutely. And that's just another way where they've really increased their monthly cash flow. And of course, one caveat is a reverse mortgage, even if you were to get monthly payments, is not income because it's not increasing your net worth, but cash flow is king. Another use we're seeing more planners using it is to address, which you can better explain, sequence of returns risk, where individuals who are invested in the market maybe do not want to sell a depreciated asset, have bad timing for their need to get their monthly income from their portfolio or even their 401k or IRA. And so in those down years, individuals have been utilizing the reverse mortgage line of credit, which allows them to really extend the lifespan of their retirement portfolio. And numbers of studies and, as you know, Monte Carlo simulations have been run on that, really showing the effectiveness of that strategy as well.
Well, you put it very well, Shannon. And all I would add is I call it avoiding dollar cost ravaging.
Okay. Instead of averaging, I like that.
Yeah, so you can use it. We'll grab a quick break. We'll come back with Shannon Hicks and talk about a little bit more detail on the reverse mortgage and how this fits into an overall plan. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Teresa Ram with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. The YMCA has 6 locations to help you and your family reach their health and fitness goals. The WISE child care programs provide a safe and nurturing environment. So whether it's Kids Zone while you're working out, after school enrichment programs, kids fitness programs, or Camp Winona Resident Camp, the Y is a safe place for your child. For more information, check out www.vfymca.org.
Done right, done on time, or it's free. Holland Tax and Accounting Services, a division of Holland Financial, holds the same values our clients have trusted for almost 20 years. We have the financial expertise that will help you manage your business and personal financial priorities year-round, not just during tax season. Whether you are an individual or a business, Holland Tax can accommodate your needs for tax planning and preparation. For your business or personal finances, rely on Holland Tax and Accounting Services to deliver personal and detailed attention. Call 386-671-7526 to have your taxes done right, done on time, or it's free.
And we are back with Shannon Hicks, president of Reverse Focus, a company centered on educating, and that's, of course, what he's doing right now, helping us out with unwinding and explaining reverse mortgages. Home Equity Conversion Mortgage is the actual name, Heckams. Website for Shannon's company, reversemortgage.org. A lot of great information there. Beth suggested, Shannon, Beth Muthart, our radio producer here, suggested that we clarify a point that you and I talk about this so often that we don't always mention it when we're talking like this, is that this is for homeowners, your primary residence, and for people age 62 and older.
Absolutely. Yep. I've got a few more years, but you are correct.
Okay.
62 and older, and 62 is the new 50.
All right. Well, Beth asked me about it for her on the break, and I'm like, look, you got at least 20 years before you can even consider this. But now, the other thing that I think that we want to make sure we address, which is a major advantage of the reverse mortgage for people in their planning, and again, I'm looking at it from the CPA, Certified Financial Planner standpoint, is the non-recourse aspect of the reverse mortgage. So let's talk a little bit about that both. But let's do it two ways. We'll start with the end and work our way backwards. So at death, a non-recourse, and then during lifetime, how this is a non-recourse loan.
So So beginning with that death, the non-recourse clause basically means that there's no other assets other than the home that are encumbered or used to repay the reverse mortgage. And so at death, if mom and dad passed away and they owed $350,000 on their reverse mortgage balance and the home was only valued at $300,000, there is no impact or debt passed on to the estate. Now, the heirs, of course, would not receive any monies from the home, and then most likely they would sign a deed in lieu of foreclosure,
right,
which would assign that property to HUD so they can go ahead and add that value once it's sold to their insurance fund. So that's
okay.
Death.
So basically, the federal insurance, the HUD, this FHA insurance is going to make the lender whole for whatever the difference is between the what's owed and the sale price of the home.
And then the FHA insurance will fill that gap as well, which, you know, each month, every borrower with a reverse mortgage is paying a small portion, depending on their loan balance, into that FHA insurance.
Okay, that's good.
In addition to an upfront.
Yeah, that actually is very... Now, we've got a minute left to do this. What about during lifetime? You want to sell the home, or you want to do something different? How does that insurance come into play?
If you're upside down, you can basically say, you know, I'm going to sign over this home in deed of lieu of foreclosure. You can do that. Also, just like the example I gave earlier, the CHP, retired CHP officer, they may, you know, strategically pull money out of the available line of credit and then basically sign the home over, but they are not liable, nor would their credit be impacted in any way. It's solely based on the asset of the home.
And if you sell it, same thing?
If you sell it, then any proceeds from the sale would be used to repay the reverse mortgage balance. However, in cases where they're upside down, they most likely would have HUD do the heavy lifting of the selling,
right,
and then just sign over a deed in lieu.
Okay, excellent. Great stuff, Shannon. Shannon Hicks, ladies and gentlemen, reverse mortgage spokesman and specialist. ReverseMortgage.org is the website. Shannon's president of Reverse Mortgage Focus and a wealth of knowledge, as you just saw demonstrated. Shannon, you're great. Thank you so much. I love that you're a resource for this industry, and I loved having
you
on,
David.
And we'll do it again.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you and the financial planning community really grasping onto, I think, underlooked tools. So thank you very much.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.